Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
On this episode, one of Texas' most chilling and historic sites, Old City Cemetery in Gonzales. This cemetery isn't just a resting place, it's a memorial to the soldiers who fought in the Texas Revolution. But it's also a place where the past seems to never truly rest. Over the years, visitors and investigators alike have reported hearing phantom footsteps in the night, the ghostly presence of soldiers, and even the image of a woman dressed in white. So, is Old City Cemetery really haunted? Or is it all just the result of overactive imaginations and the echoes of history? The town of Gonzales has long been connected to the spirit of rebellion and sacrifice, but now some say it's also haunted by the spirits of those who gave everything for Texas independence. From mysterious sounds to ghostly apparitions, the cemetery is home to more than just history. It's a place where the past and present collide in ways that leave people questioning what is real and what might be something more. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Old City Cemetery in Gonzales, Texas is a place where the past lingers, a historic site woven deeply into the fabric of the Texas Revolution. Established in the early 1800s, this cemetery holds the remains of many of the soldiers who fought for Texas's independence. It's a place that carries the weight of history, bravery, loss, and the sacrifices of those who laid down their lives for a cause they believed in. But over the years, this cemetery has become known for something far more eerie than just the memories of its revolutionary past. Some say it's haunted. And the stories have been passed down from generation to generation. The cemetery's connection to the Texas Revolution is undeniable. Many of its earliest burials were soldiers who fought in the Battle of Gonzales in 1835, a crucial event in the struggle for Texas's independence. The battle marked the first military engagement of the Texas Revolution, and for those who fought in it, it was a defining moment in the history of the state. Some of these soldiers died during the conflict, while others passed away later, their graves marking the end of their turbulent journeys. As with many historical sites, the cemetery was a place where locals came to honor the fallen. But it wasn't long before whispers began to circulate about unusual occurrences near the cemetery. It began with strange noises, footsteps, echoes of boots marching along the paths at night. At first, people dismissed it as nothing more than the wind or the creaking of the old cemetery gates. But the accounts grew more persistent and the stories began to take root in the minds of those who lived in Gonzales. Some of the earliest reports came from the townspeople, who claimed to hear footsteps in the cemetery long after it had closed for the night. These weren't the sounds of stray animals or the rustling of trees. They were deliberate, slow, and steady steps, as though someone was pacing along the dirt paths, their boots scraping against the earth. Locals would often cross the cemetery late at night, only to hear the sounds behind them, but when they turned around, no one was there. There are some who say that such phenomena could be explained by simple environmental factors. The cemetery is located in an area known for its unpredictable weather, and temperature fluctuations could cause the ground to shift, creating sounds that mimic footsteps. Additionally, the cemetery is surrounded by old, creaky trees, whose limbs sometimes snap in the wind, giving off sounds that could be mistaken for footsteps. Others speculate that the eerie atmosphere surrounding the cemetery could heighten people's sensitivity to certain environmental cues, triggering the brain to interpret everyday noises as something more. Psychologically, there's also the concept of expectation. When a place like Old City Cemetery is steeped in history and rumor, people are more likely to interpret ambiguous sounds as ghostly. With its rich association with the Texas Revolution and the many lives lost there, it's easy to see why someone might hear footsteps and immediately believe they belong to a soldier from the past. The power of suggestion combined with the solemnity of the place may be enough to make people imagine what they want to hear. Despite these rational explanations, the stories persisted. Locals began to recount not just sounds, but actual sightings. It wasn't long before people began to report seeing shadowy figures near certain graves. Often, they would describe the figures as men in old-fashioned uniforms, their forms barely visible in the dim light. But what was most unnerving was that these apparitions seemed to be moving, walking slowly between the graves, just as if they were patrolling the cemetery like soldiers on guard. Many of these early accounts were largely dismissed. After all, it wasn't unusual for the human mind to play tricks in the quiet solitude of the night. Yet as more reports came in, it became clear that something unusual was happening at Old City Cemetery. The ghostly soldiers walking the grounds, the phantom footsteps echoing through the night, were they the lingering spirits of those who fought for Texas's independence? Or were they simply the product of an overactive imagination stirred by the eerie history of the site? At this point, it's important to consider the role that the Texas Revolution itself plays in these reports. The cemetery's connection to that turbulent time may have imbued it with an energy that's difficult to explain. Some believe that the emotional intensity of war, the pain, the suffering, and the sacrifice leaves an imprint on the land, one that transcends time and causes events to replay in the present. Could it be that the soldiers so dedicated to their cause have never truly left the site of their final rest, that despite the passing of centuries, their spirits continue to march on? Whatever the explanation, the early reports of paranormal activity at Old City Cemetery set the stage for what would become a decades-long mystery. As the years passed, the stories didn't fade away. They only grew stronger, more vivid, and more frequent. The cemetery wasn't just a quiet memorial to the past. It was becoming a place where the boundaries between the living and the dead were beginning to blur. As the decades passed, the reports from Old City Cemetery didn't just continue. They grew more detailed, more intense. Visitors to the cemetery, particularly those who arrived after dark, began to describe experiences that defied any logical explanation. The sounds of phantom footsteps became more frequent, but it wasn't just the sound of boots on gravel anymore. Some claimed to hear the sound of galloping horses, their hooves striking the earth in rhythm as though a cavalry unit was passing through the cemetery. The air would grow unnaturally cold, and people would experience a sense of unease, like they were being watched by unseen eyes. But it wasn't only the sounds that drew attention. Several individuals began reporting seeing full-bodied apparitions, figures dressed in period uniforms, walking between the graves. Some said they could make out the distinct features of soldiers, their faces set in expressions of solemn duty. These apparitions were often seen near the oldest graves, particularly those belonging to soldiers who fought in the Texas Revolution. What made these sightings particularly unsettling was that the figures never interacted with the living. They moved purposefully through the cemetery, as though they were still fulfilling some duty long after death had claimed them. One of the most commonly reported apparitions is that of a tall, imposing figure seen near the graves of the more prominent revolutionary figures. Witnesses have described the figure as a soldier standing guard, his posture rigid, as if on patrol. The soldier's face is obscured, often described as either shadowed or distorted, but the uniform is unmistakable. An old-fashioned military coat, boots, and a wide-brimmed hat. The figure is never seen speaking or moving beyond his patrol, and just as quickly as he is seen, he vanishes into thin air, leaving no trace behind. These kinds of sightings didn't stop with just a few individuals. In the 1950s, the cemetery began to draw the attention of paranormal investigators eager to explore the growing number of reports. The first team to investigate the cemetery took multiple recordings during their visit. Most notably, one of their audio devices picked up a voice that none of the investigators had heard at the time. The voice, which sounded distinctly male, could not be identified. It was simply a whisper, too faint to discern but clear enough to be captured on tape. Some theorists believe this could be the voice of one of the soldiers, speaking from beyond the grave. Then there was the mysterious woman in white. This figure, seen on multiple occasions, is often described as a ghostly woman dressed in a flowing white gown, her face obscured by her long, dark hair. She's typically spotted near the graves of the fallen soldiers, often standing in silence, her back turned to visitors. The sightings of the woman in white seem to be more emotional in nature, as though she is mourning the loss of a loved one. Theories suggest she could be a widow left behind after the revolution, forever bound to the cemetery in grief. But others believe that she is a symbolic representation of all the women who lost husbands, sons, and brothers. During the violent conflict, the paranormal activity didn't stop at apparitions and voices. As the years went on, reports of objects moving in the cemetery began to surface. Some people claim to have seen grave markers shifting or even toppling without any clear cause. In some cases, visitors to the cemetery have even reported the sensation of being physically touched, hands placed on their shoulders or backs when no one else was around. This kind of physical contact, combined with the other eerie events, led many to believe that something otherworldly was at work. In the 1970s, the cemetery began to draw more attention, both from tourists and from paranormal enthusiasts. One notable incident occurred when a local historian visiting the site for a research project reported feeling an overwhelming sense of cold. As he stood by one of the graves of a revolutionary soldier, he felt as though someone had placed their hand on his shoulder. When he turned around, there was no one there, but he later discovered that this was the exact spot where the most battles had taken place during the revolution. Some believe the cold was a physical manifestation of the energy left behind by the violence and death that occurred there. With all these reports mounting, more advanced technologies were brought into play. In the 1980s, a team of investigators used infrared cameras and motion detectors to monitor activity in the cemetery. The results were astonishing. On several occasions, motion detectors went off in areas where no one was present, and infrared cameras captured sudden temperature drops. These readings didn't correlate with any natural environmental factors, leading some to question whether there was something more to the phenomena than just coincidence. Some theorists believe that the hauntings are a result of residual hauntings, a phenomenon where strong emotional or traumatic events leave a sort of imprint on the environment. In this case, the violence of the Texas Revolution, combined with the deep emotional ties many of the soldiers had to the land, could have created an energetic echo of the past, replaying over and over. This could explain why certain figures are seen walking the cemetery or why visitors experience such intense feelings of unease when they enter. The land, in this sense, would be haunted by the emotions of those who fought and died there, forever tied to the place. Another theory is that the cemetery is home to poltergeist activity. Unlike residual hauntings, which are essentially echoes of the past, poltergeist activity involves spirits or energies that interact directly with the living. In the case of Old City Cemetery, this could explain the physical contact, such as the sensation of being touched or the shifting of grave markers. These interactions could indicate that the spirits of the dead are still actively trying to communicate or express their unrest. As paranormal investigations continued throughout the late 20th century, more and more people began to experience these strange events. What was once thought to be just a series of local legends began to take on new meaning. people began to believe that the spirits of the past weren't just tied to the cemetery in memory. They were still present, interacting with the living. And in some cases, the spirits were not content to remain silent. As we've explored, the haunting of Old City Cemetery in Gonzales, Texas, isn't just about ghostly figures or mysterious sounds. It's a chilling reminder of the powerful emotions and traumatic events that can leave a mark on the land, lingering long after the people who experience them are gone. From the phantom footsteps of soldiers marching through the night to the eerie figure of the woman in white, the cemetery is a place where the past refuses to stay buried. Whether these hauntings are the result of residual energy, poltergeist activity, or simply the human mind's way of interpreting the unknown, one thing is clear. Old City Cemetery holds more than just the remains of those who fought for Texas's independence. It holds the echoes of their sacrifice, their grief, and their lingering presence. Of course, there are rational explanations for much of what's been reported: environmental factors, psychological influences, and the power of suggestion. But what happens when the evidence mounts up and people experience things that can't be easily explained? Perhaps the mind, in its search for understanding, is simply trying to make sense of what it cannot fully comprehend. But then again, maybe there's something more to it, something beyond the realm of reason and logic, something that connects us to the past in ways we're only beginning to understand. So what's the truth behind the ghostly sightings and eerie phenomena at Old City Cemetery? Is it really haunted, or is it all just the product of folklore, coincidence, and the human mind's tendency to seek patterns in chaos? The answer, as always, may lie somewhere in the space between the rational and the supernatural. But one thing is for certain: the mysteries of Old City Cemetery continue to captivate and intrigue those who venture into its haunted grounds. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.